please.
First application is case number 11170, Charles Unst. Apologize if I said that wrong. Located north of Road 341, also known as Falling Point Road, south of South Dogwood Drive, and being lot 250, section 4, within Dogwood Acres Development, being more specifically identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 134, map 6, parcel 258, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, this application is requesting a 6.4-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed detached garage. The detached garage, according to the site plan, is proposed in front of the house, and it is a 21-by-21 garage. We did receive an email. If I may read it short.
Sure.
States it's from, it's addressed, Dear Sir and Madam, I own a lot on the southeast side of Charles Unst and Dogwood Acres, reference to the tax map parcel. I want to give some input on the construction of his detached garage. Number one, I don't have any problem with the variance he is asking relating to the front yard setback requirement. And two, I do want to ensure that the 10-foot side or 10-foot setback at the side of the property, at least on my border, is respected, as the previous owners of the property did not place their trailer in accordance with this regulation. Therefore, the garage constructed should not be flush with the side of his home or trailer, and that would violate the 10-foot setback at the side of the property. And it's signed by Jeff Steigerwalt. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Okay. Thank you. Is anyone here? Want to come forward, sir? Please. You go up front there, sir, first, and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Charles Unks, 60 Ramona Drive, Smyrna, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
First time. Yes.
Thank you.
And then this is a second time.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Do you want to explain to the board your request, please?
Yeah, just a couple clarifications. It's a detached carport. I have...
Do you want to hand him down to the secretary, please?
Give you all the copies as far as...
I'll pass now.
I only have three.
That's fine. They can share.
It answers all the questions that were set out in the documents that were given me. What we're asking for is basically with Dogwood Acres being a wooded grove and the house, the single wide was placed parallel with the road when it was constructed, which was before we had bought the property. It has a new septic system when we had bought the property, which is one of the high output septic systems. So we basically can't put any point loads from our boat trailers in the back of the yard. One of the good things about the Dogwood Acres is it's a wooded grove. One of the bad things is it's a wooded grove. So we have a couple of boats that have had damage from falling limbs on the trees that we have not taken down and have no plans of taking down. So we're asking for the variance to be able to store our boats under the carport to help protect them from falling limbs.
Okay. Sir, the first picture I got is that added to the trailer, first one?
What's that?
Just added to the trailer, then you change your mind and put it back further?
No, there's a phase one and there was a phase two, a possible addition to the front that falls within the setback. What we're asking for the variance is for a carport that would fall 6 foot, 6.5 feet outside of the setback.
But the first one, it had nothing to do with it.
Right, correct. Okay. The CAD drawings was like a three phase.
Okay.
And there's a more of a drawn up, a bigger view of the CAD drawing that shows, the setbacks and everything.
I'd like you to address what your uniqueness and your possibility of development right on through, because we couldn't read that right now. Okay, so you can read that to us.
Oh, okay. The uniqueness basically said the question is, do you have a unique circumstances or conditions such as irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of size or shape, of topographical or other physical conditions peculiar to the property? The single wide was placed in the middle of the property running parallel with the road. The 11-foot setback of the property lines does not allow for the carport to fit at the end of the single wide. The carport either needs to be placed in the front or back of the trailer. Going to part B, with the septic field located in the back of the property, the only practical placement of the carport is in the front of the single wide, as shown on the layout. You want me to continue?
Yes, continue.
Okay. Possibility of development. Can the property be developed in a stricter conformity with a zoning ordinance without a variance? If not, please explain, since the property has a primary building already positioned and the septic field predetermined. It's an advanced technical septic field for Denrec. Now, you know, you have to put in when you're close to a coastal plain. This really only allows for the front of the property to construct a carport and place point loads on the ground imposed by the boat trailers and wheels. Currently, you know, they ask that you not put point loads on the septic field by, from tires. You can put a uniform load, but not a point load. Moving then. Variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. This is a wooded lot with mature trees. We have boats that have been damaged by falling limbs, and we would like to erect this carport to help protect these boats, and it shows in the drawings of the falling limbs that have been ongoing for the last 3 years. We took a number of trees down, but these trees we'd like to keep. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? No, when we purchased the property, the single wide and septic systems were existing. Affecting on surroundings, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, there are a number of properties in this community that have carports in the front of their properties and the structures that are imposed on the 30-foot setback. So we don't think we're asking for anything that's exceptional here. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development of adjacent properties? No, this variance only asks for a frontage setback, a variance, and we would not erect the carport with a 10-foot property setback. We're not going to affect our neighbors in any way. It's just the frontage. One thing I would like to say, I believe since it's a carport and it's not considered a permanent structure, when we had gotten a permit for our shed, they said you could go actually 5 foot off the property line. This actually falls within that, but we would keep with the 10-foot setback on our neighbor's lines. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the... No. I think I already answered that. Will the variance be determined to the detriment to the public welfare? We do not believe this would have any negative impact on safety. Extent of variance, will the variance present least modifications possible of regulations at issue? Yes, we are asking for a 6 foot, 6 inch variance so we can use a standard length carport. Is this variance necessary to afford relief? This variance will permit us to erect a structure that should prevent falling limbs from damaging our boats. And will the variance present the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Since it is recommended that we not put wheel point loads over the septic field, we believe this variance will have the least effect on our surroundings.
Thank you. That's as far as you have to go.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Please stay there for a minute. Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Murphy?
You're not afraid of any limbs falling on your carport, huh?
That, the sheets can be banged out usually. Banged much out. Easier than replacing canopies.
Okay.
Mr. Ritter?
No, he's cleared the point up that it's a carport, not a garage.
Yeah, it's not a garage, it's a carport.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to first say to the applicant, you nice job in addressing the standards for granting a variance. It makes our job easier. You've from your testimony, I'm convinced that there is a need and a hardship because of the character of the neighborhood, if you will, being wooded and therefore lots of trees and need to protect your property. And as you had stated, the septic and the placement of the mobile home from the previous owner was not by yourself, but by them, and that makes it not having been created by you. I agree it is necessary to enable reasonable use of your property. You suggest that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I agree. And because of those reasons, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,170.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,170. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,170 is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.